Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
I'm here.
You are here.
You're here too.
You're not actually here. You're actually in Alaska.
I don't even know what Alaska belongs in.
It must be cold there, huh?
It's a little chilly. You know, you got your coat. You put the coat on inside of yourself and you get warm.
Wait, you put the coat.
You got to put it inside of yourself.
You stuff it in all of your holes. You have to put it outside.
Well,
you have to. How did you get it outside? Did you put it up your butt or did you swallow the entire jacket?
All holes.
Oh, wow. That's got to be really uncomfortable.
Yep. Moving on.
Okay. Well, we have a really exciting show today.
It's very exciting.
You are obviously reporting live from Alaska.
I am.
And I have some interesting news today, but we'll get to that later.
All right.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about why you're actually in Alaska? It's kind of strange.
Ice flows is the simple answer to your question, sir. Ice flows, I've been excited about them all of my life. I grew up not knowing an ice flow, personally, and I felt like I really needed to see them in person. And so I still don't really know what one is because I can't find one. But I...
But you are there in Alaska.
I'm here looking for one. That's
and you
right.
figured you would appreciate while you're there.
I'm on site.
And see the Alaskan sights.
That's right. I'm on site in Alaska looking for ice flows.
Now, I'll ask the question that all of our listeners are thinking to themselves and maybe screaming at their earbuds or iPods.
I think I can guess.
Yeah. What do polar bears smell like?
Well, polar bears smell a lot like tobacco. It's a little strange. It's not what you'd expect. But it's the brown parts of their fur. They've actually been steeped in tobacco. By tobaccoist.
Steeped in tobacco. That's interesting. You know, I would have never thought of that. And it doesn't even say that on the Wikipedia page for polar bears.
Well, you know
that's
what they say. Wikipedia lies. I mean, you can put anything you want on Wikipedia.
That is absolutely true.
I don't trust knowledge. But it's because of the men in the huts in Alaska, the Hutmen.
Hutmen, yes.
They trap polar bears and steep them in tobacco so that in case their tobacco supply runs out, they've got the backups with the polar bears. Yeah.
Wow. So Hutmen are kind of a problem then. They must be. Did the polar bears die because of this?
No. They just take some of their fur. The fur propagates the tobacco molecules. And the Alaskan Hutmen are an ancient tradition in Alaska. They've been doing it for at least 3,000 years.
I sense a conspiracy between the Hutmen and big tobacco corporations.
You would say that. I mean, that's a you thing to say.
That's what it sounds like
to
me.
Wait, let's not get carried away.
You're right. You know what? Let's stop talking about you.
Yeah, let's talk about your news. You have some great news.
So I found I was walking my dog today.
Yeah.
He's a German Shepherd.
Right.
He's an albino German Shepherd.
That's an ancient breed.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. He's 50 years old.
Wow.
His name is Bart. Mm. Bart. Just like that. It's not
right,
Bart.
Right. It's
not B-A-R-T. It's B-A-A-R-T.
Bart.
He's Nordic.
Bart.
Yeah. Right. No, Bart.
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 Yeah.
Bart.
Yeah.
I got it.
So I was walking Bart the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Doesn't it get obnoxious when you say that? No one says this. No one mentions.
No. Why really? Is that obnoxious?
You've had him for 50 years.
Well, yeah. They live to be 100.
Well, okay. All right,
what's weird about
you
that?
You were walking him. So
no,
let's
no. What's weird about
well,
Bart?
I mean, it's a little obnoxious. You just have to. It's like Latino. You have to say it in a special way. You can't just
That's
continue.
That's racist. That is deeply racist.
I'm.
What you are? You have offended the Latino population.
Look,
how dare you?
I think you just did. I think you did. Right
I was
there.
Merely pronouncing it in the way that everybody else does.
I was pronouncing
the Latino
it like
population.
A white guy. I don't know about you. You were pronouncing it like you don't have the ability to do that.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I'd like to hear about your walking your Bart. Bart. Wow. I'm sorry.
Bart. Okay. So. Woof, woof, woof. Shh. Sorry. He's in the other room. So, I was walking him, and he ran. He got loose like he always does. Yeah. I really should use something other than dental floss mm-hmm. to use as a leash. But
right.
you know, he broke that as he does every time I walk him.
Right. Of course.
And when I finally caught up to him, he ran across a football field for the local high school.
Oh. Oh. Wow.
Yeah. When I finally caught up to him, he was sniffing something.
Oh.
And do you know what it was?
I don't. Why don't you tell me?
It was a 30-foot long chunk of metal.
Wow. Do you know where that came from? That's my question.
At first, my first thought, my initial impression was aliens. Because
it's not reasonable.
I looked straight up. I didn't see anything.
That's not reasonable.
And then I looked down. Mm-hmm. I saw my feet.
Mm-hmm.
I looked to the left. I saw bleachers. I looked to the right. I saw Bart. He was waggling his tail and he was staring at me as if to say, what is this human? What is this?
It's a good question.
Yeah, it is.
Did you ask him what it was?
I did. He didn't answer. He didn't answer me. You know, he might know, but he didn't feel like, I guess it just wasn't in his mind to tell me. So it had an inscription on it in another language. Right. And I was hoping that you would be able to decrypt it for me. It seems like kind of gibberish to me, but you might. So I sent you a picture of it, and you should have that.
I got it. It's right here.
So what does that say?
Well, I mean, I don't know because I'm not. I've never seen another language before. I've heard that they exist, but in America,
what do you think Latinos speak?
Latin
English.
It's an ancient language.
Your cultural knowledge is astounding.
I don't think it is, actually. I think it's fairly limited.
Is it because you are so anti-racist that you just see one people? Or you're just that ignorant to other cultures and populations around
actually,
the world?
I'm anti-people. I don't see people.
So you must bump into a lot of people.
Well, they avoid me.
Wow.
Rule of the crowds.
I mean, it's probably because of the way you smell, let's be honest.
I don't smell.
You say that all the time, but
I don't smell.
I mean, I need to wear a gas mask around you. Like I bought several of them to keep as backups, and they're from World War II, you know, like the Agent Orange. They're chemical gas masks. Even then I can still kind of faintly smell you.
It can't harm you. The smell.
I don't believe that.
The smell of a man can't harm you.
Man or homeless person,
I have a home.
I don't know. I don't even want to know what your home smells like, but... So, can you pronounce the inscription, just so our listeners at home...
Mono helomoprende gomvrondkinstat.
That sounds...
I think I did it.
No, that was not even close to how I was pronouncing it.
Oh, how were you pronouncing it?
I can't even... I tried.
I'd like to hear you try.
So, it was Mongolstockel... Rogenstein.
That sounds like you just made that up.
It sounds like it, but that's what I heard.
Right.
So I would say that your pronunciation was a lot closer to what it actually reads.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mostly gibberish characters. It looks like some characters. It looks like a typewriter where you just keep typing the same sentence over and over on the piece of paper.
That's when you have madness. That's when you go insane.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can only assume that this piece, this giant hunk of metal, was an ancient alien race that had lost its mind.
That's still not a reasonable assumption in my mind.
Well, you believe that showering is evil. So.
I think that when you shower, you lose some of your soul, but that's not the same as evil.
That's kind of insane. That's ridiculous.
I know. No one ever tells you this, but then you discover one moment that you're wet and you're less of a person.
So we actually have some fan mail that
wow.
Yeah, we have some letters from our listeners.
That's impressive. I didn't even know we had any listeners.
Yeah, so I'll read one.
Okay.
I'll send one to you. I know you're on a satellite uplink, but you should have enough bandwidth to read some text, right?
I just got it. Here it is.
Cool.
Ah, yeah. I printed it out.
You have an Alaska printer.
Right.
Wow. How does it print in sub-zero temperatures like that?
Oh, you know, 3D printing,
you 3D printed a piece of paper.
That's right. You print the paper first, and then you print on the paper.
Fascinating.
I know. It's very inefficient.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I've got mine. You want to read yours first?
Yeah, I'll read mine first.
Yeah.
All right. So it says, Dear Matt and Dan, I love the show. I've been listening for about 3 years now.
That's nice.
I had a question for you, Matt. What kind of hat do you wear, and can I have it? Signed, Drumpelston.
Ah, Drumpelston. Drumpelston, I think that's a good question. I wear an El Chordo hat.
He does.
I do. And you can get it from elchordo.com. They're a ancient hat manufacturer, at least 200 years of hat manufacturing under their belts.
They look absolutely stunning. Whenever he walks in the room, after I've donned my gas mask, I look through the eye holes of the gas mask, and I am floored. First time I saw it, I fell over.
He looks right into my hat.
I do.
Right. It looks right through the hat. The holes in the hat allow you to see through to the person behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it really makes it convenient if you're standing in front of someone.
Absolutely.
That's the main feature of the hat.
So there you go, Jordan.
There you go.
All right.
All right. And here's my fan mail here. So here we go. We've got a fan mail from Mambo Man.
Mambo Man.
Mambo Man writes, Dan, do you know who the hell you're messing with? If you do, please give me a call. That's not a question, but
that's not a question.
I know it's weird.
I'm sorry. I should have like read these before I sent them to you. I just saw like fan mail in our inbox.
I know. Mambo Man is a stupid man. Clearly.
Yeah. Mambo Man has been. So let me give you a little backstory.
Yeah.
Mambo Man has been following me on various social media websites for the past few years. Mm-hmm. I guess he's an internet troll, but I'm not 100% sure.
Well, what does he look like?
He's about 3 feet tall. He has hairy toes and he has a fedora.
I don't think you live in the same reality as me.
Why?
Well, I mean, you think
you just asked me what he looked like. It means you haven't seen him.
I haven't, but I mean, you think aliens have metal bars and football fields and you got a tiny man.
I don't think that. I saw it. And Bart will back me up on this. Right, Bart? See?
Birds.
Bart. Bart.
Bird.
So, Mondo Man. Mondo?
Mambo Man.
Mambo Man. Excuse Sorry. You know, He is such a forgettable character to me. I don't even know his... I can't even remember his name.
Clearly.
He has commented on every single thing that I've ever released on YouTube, on Twitter, on all of the social media websites. Always talking about my penis size.
Well, that came out of nowhere. This is a family-friendly show.
That's much like my penis.
Families don't believe that people have penises.
I know, but I think that this show can be a nice segue into... talking about these issues with their children because it's part of your body.
Well, I think it could be a nice segue into vanilla ice cream.
All right, so well, vanilla ice cream.
Yeah,
is Alaska made of it?
No, I've tasted Alaska, and it's not.
How do you know it's all of Alaska that doesn't taste like vanilla ice cream? Though there might be some that taste like vanilla ice cream.
That's a reasonable question.
What is your sample size?
One.
Tried one Alaska?
I've had one whole Alaska, but it was a pretty good Alaska. It was a good good chunk of one Alaska. It wasn't even a whole one Alaska.
That's disappointing. I would have hoped that you would have had a larger sample size and tried more Alaska.
It's kind of big. It's just how are you going to eat that much?
But one?
One.
There's so much Alaska that you could have tried.
I will send out a postcard.
Can you send me a sample of Alaska so that I can try it and judge for myself?
It'll melt.
You don't know that.
I think
only if you believe in modern quote unquote laws of thermodynamics.
Laws, rules, what are they? What
exactly
do we believe in?
They are just human constructs.
We don't
do
know.
Monkeys believe in gravity? No.
Do I? Probably not.
Exactly. You know what?
Do you
let's redefine what everything means.
All right.
Banana means fish sticks.
Okay, the number one is five.
And I am a leopard.
I am not a leopard. I will define who I am by what I am not.
Thank you.
We'll
be right back.
We'll be right back.
Are you tired of GMO grass?
Are you tired of not knowing the name of your grass?
Do you want your grass to be green and not iridescent orange?
Do you want your grass to be free range?
You need free range grass. New from Repco.
That's right. Repco provides you with a full range of free range grass products.
Our free range grass is grown in only the cleanest open source facilities.
And every blade of grass has its own name. Hi, Fred. You're a nice blade of grass.
Fred.
Order now
for a low, low price of $19.95 per blade of grass.
No checks, no CODs, no cash.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
So I hope you enjoyed our sponsor. We decided to... I know Mogul Man or whatever the hell his name was would say that we've sold out, but producing a podcast of this quality in content and production is very expensive.
It is. It takes a lot of time, a lot of energy.
And a lot of blood.
It
a
does.
Surprising amount of blood.
It's really strange. I was going to talk about the blood, too.
Well,
I mean, it's the most obvious part.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, whenever we do a podcast, I feel dizzy for about a week afterwards. That's why we can only do a weekly show, because we would literally be dead.
Right. And we got the lady who, you know, when you're getting your blood taken or whatever, she usually gives you cookies and juice. We got her on site.
Yeah, she's outside in the car.
Right, she's ready to give us some cookies and juice.
Yeah.
It's my favorite part of the podcast, actually. I don't really like working with you.
Wow.
I'm just saying, the cookies and juice are far more interesting to me.
I thought we had a synergy here.
We do, but it's mostly because of the cookie and juice lady. Sorry.
That's very disappointing, Matt.
That's right, it is.
I really thought that we had something going.
Well,
here.
I don't like to talk about it a lot because you get all mopey like you're doing now. You can't just move on with the podcast. You gotta linger. You're lingering.
I want to know why the lady with cookies, really? She's like 400 pounds.
No, it's not her, and that's not a problem for some people.
She doesn't even. She has a Chevy Metro.
I think it's a Chevy Impala.
No, it's a Metro. It's like the 1.5 door car. She doesn't even fit inside it.
Why would it matter what car a person has when they have cookies and juice?
But she's 400 pounds. I'm a svelte young man.
You're a little egotistical.
I'm not.
Are you giving me cookies and juice? I'm just interested.
Would it make you like me more?
Probably, actually, yeah.
All right, well, you know what? Next time I'll have some Oreos and some soy milk for you.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Good.
All right.
Wow.
Good.
Next time you're in the country... Once you're back in the U.S. of A.
All right. So, we've got a...
Well, now it's awkward. I don't know. I don't even know if I want to continue.
Well,
Do you want to just go talk to the cookie lady?
I don't know.
You know what? You can. I'm going to go get her. Hang on.
All
right. Hang on. I'll be right back.
All right.
I'll be right back. I'm going to get her. Igor. Igor, come here. Matt wants to talk to you. He wants to do the rest of the podcast with you, apparently.
You're really complicating this. No, not this.
Hello?
No, not this.
Matthew. Do you want some cookies and ice cream?
You're having a psychotic break again.
I don't know what you're talking about, Matt.
Oh, God.
Can I go back to the car?
No, please. You're just... It's
do you want
just,
me to go... Do you want cookies?
It's just you doing a voice.
Do you want cookies,
this
Matthew?
This is so dumb.
Matthew...
No, that's not even
Matthew,
how anyone
said... Matthew, do you want the cookies or not?
Yes,
Here, have the cookies.
I had them in my pocket, nice and warm. I want the cookies.
Here you go, here are the cookies.
Thank you for the cookies.
Okay. Take all the cookies, Matthew, why don't you take all the cookies? All
right, this is embarrassing.
Why do you hate Dan?
This is very embarrassing.
Why do you hate Dan, Matthew?
I'm taking the cookies
from
you.
He's so much cool. No, give me the cookies. Okay. Here are my cookies. You do not pay me for them. Dan, he wants you back.
Alright, I'm coming. Here I come.
He's decided to...
Goodbye! Goodbye, Matthew! I am not coming back!
He's decided to move on.
I'm getting my metro and I'm leaving forever!
He's decided to move on from his psychotic break.
Igor.
He's
going
to come back.
He's actually
been the same person the entire time.
So how was that? I'll bet that was a lot better than talking to me, right?
I think it was far more interesting.
Wow.
So sorry.
A 400-pound Russian lady is more interesting than me.
Yeah. I think we need to move on to our next.
This is highly offensive.
I think we need to move on. All
right,
to our next
okay.
Segment.
Why don't we move on to our next segment?
That's right.
Our next segment is why friends shouldn't be friends.
No, that was
all right.
That
no,
was not
no,
the,
no, no, no. This is my segment.
That was not the plan.
This is
segment.
My segment. Okay. This is my segment. All right. So, friends sometimes should not be friends. Don't talk. This is my segment.
Wow.
Don't make me mute your microphone. Sometimes friends shouldn't be friends anymore. And do you know why, listeners? Because sometimes friends aren't real friends to each other. Sometimes they just fake it for the glory and the fame and the cookies. So next time you think that you have a real friend, ask them what they would do if you stopped giving them cookies.
I think that was a good segment.
Shut up.
So moving on to our next segment, it's a segment I like to call Who Am I?
This is a new segment that we just decided to start last week after months of preparation and brainstorming.
Right.
I was very much excited to do this segment before we started and before the truth came out. But let's do it anyway.
Let's do it anyway. I feel that we need to do this. So how it works is I talk about something and you figure out who I am.
Yep.
All right.
This is not scripted. This is... He came up with this off the cuff, all by himself.
Right off the cuff.
Without me.
Yep. So I'm going to
say... Probably Igor.
I think you need to move on. So I say something and you figure out who I am. You think we can do this?
I think I can certainly do a better job than Igor.
Okay, I agree with you. That's why you're on this.
All right. Why don't you just start?
All right. When I was 8 years old...
Gwyneth Paltrow.
All right. No, you're wrong. I don't think it was her. When I was 8 years old,
Laura Ingalls Wilder.
No, she just... She wasn't ever 8 years old. When I was eight...
Patrick Stewart.
No, you're wrong. It's actually me. It's me.
That was the most unimaginative thing I've ever heard of.
Well, you didn't guess right, you, so you lose.
Really, you.
It was me.
You narcissistic something something. Something dash something.
All right, why don't you take a turn?
Oh, it's my turn
now.
Yeah,
it's your turn.
You're gracing me with the turn. You're passing the turn baton to me.
Baton
That's
turn.
That's wonderful.
Here it goes.
Wonderful,
Here,
Matthew.
Take the baton. Here's the baton.
I'm 27 years old. I'm narcissistic something something, and I have a big set of earphones on my face. I'm wearing them incorrectly. They're actually over my giant nostrils, and I am in Alaska. Who am I?
Patrick Swayze.
That's correct.
Oh!
I'm amazed that you got it on the first guess.
I know. I'm good at things.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Fan-freaking-tastic. Do you want to do one more round?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Go All for right. it.
A banana walked into the bar and said, peel me.
Matt.
No. No.
Who? Who would say? Igor.
No, not Igor. It's a fictional character from my universe that I just came up with. His name is Fred Rambertson.
How was I supposed to guess a character in your universe that you just now made up?
Well, I mean...
I feel like if there were rules for this game, you just broke them.
That's part of how life works. You have to break rules in life to get what you want. And I wanted you to lose. So,
Does
sorry.
It matter if I lose when I don't care about the game?
To me, yes.
That's really shallow of you, Matt.
I don't care.
This changes thing. I feel like... Things,
I think they changed
thing.
About 5 minutes ago.
This changed thing. One thing.
One thing.
One thing.
Thing
my relationship with you.
I think that changed 5 minutes ago when I told you about the cookies and the juice.
7 minutes and 30 seconds ago, actually.
Wow. Okay.
I have a counter. It is my betrayed by Matt counter. I reset it every week hoping that I won't have to push the button. But you know what? Every week I do.
You are very particular like that. I know. You have to count every second. Every minute of every day.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. I know that's right.
So let's move on to news.
News. I like news.
You know, this is an informative podcast, and we pride ourselves in being up to the minute on recent news stories.
Yeah, I learn something new every time I say
there
something.
There was a tsunami in Hawaii the other day that killed 300 people.
Wow.
It was off the coast of Mauaha. Mm. Mauahalaha. Sorry. It was truncated on the article.
Right.
300 people.
I think I've been there.
They were surfing and having picnics on the beach, and the tsunami just came and wiped them all off, and now they're in the middle of the ocean.
Wiped them
so
off the island.
So, if you would like to make a donation to the Malawakahaha Rescue Center, they have a support number. It's 1-999-342-0011. Any donation helps, and they could really use the assistance right now.
Wow, it's a good story.
Yeah.
In other news, here in Alaska, I just saw a polar bear drag a bison away, and the bison, before it got dragged away, had this to say: "Help, help me, please." It's local news. It's what you get out here.
That is probably the saddest news story I've heard. That beats my news story.
Yeah.
By at least 299.
That is what I was trying to do.
Well, once again, you win.
I'm glad I win.
We'll be right back.
We'll be back.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Agnes Wagner advertising Raspberry Throat Lozenges. All natural grandma's recipe with homeopathic ingredients. It includes the benefits of sore muscles, sore arms, sore neck, asthma, cancer, alopecia, algorithms, algebra, calculus, Craigslist, and Alzheimer's. Pick up a bag today.
And we're back.
We're back!
Yeah!
Hell yeah.
So, a lot has happened since our last commercial break.
Quite a bit. It's a little bit difficult to talk about.
I know. I mean, I wish... I regret everything that I said in our last section.
I regret that you said it too.
I'm sorry. I don't know how I would deal with what you're going through right now. This has got to be really tough.
I accept your apology.
I didn't
what
say
it is.
I apologized. I don't. If you were to go back in time and listen to this over, you would never hear me say,
"I'm sorry."
You
literally said,
"I'm
sorry."
Well, I lied.
That's possible.
So Matt lost an arm. he was.
They don't need to know the details.
No, I think they should. I think our listeners should know what has happened to our beloved host, co-host. I'm the host. You're the co-host.
Humble host.
Matt decided that. I was listening to this when we were on our commercial break. Matt decided that it would be a good idea to pet one of the polar bears.
Yeah.
See, it's actually like transmitting through. He wanted to see if the tobacco smell was tangible when he was up close to them.
That's right.
He's read about it, apparently. I didn't know this was a thing, but he's read about it. And he went to pet the polar bear. And
it came clear off. Flopped right off.
It didn't even touch him. No. His arm just fell off.
It just flopped off.
I would like to blame, at this point, the aliens, once again.
You would, but it's probably the knife that I had in my arm since I was a child, and it finally cut through.
Why did you have an arm knife?
It was an accident, and the doctors thought it would be a smart idea to leave it in there.
I'm not laughing at you. This is just, this sounds very unusual.
I know, it's
weird.
I
don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry.
I was saying it earlier, when I was 8 years old, I had an accident where a knife came flying out of the kitchen of a French restaurant. The French chef was
Montclery?
Very angry. No, not Montclery. It was Bon Appetito. And
that sounds Italian. That was a French.
It's a French.
It was like
Italian
a French Italian fusion.
Fusion, yeah, that's right. And the French chef was very angry, and the knife just came flying out. And the doctor said, you know, it's safe in there. It's kind of just sitting there. And
you know, listeners, I've often wondered what that protrusion on his left side was. You know, and it turns out it was the handle of a knife.
Right, it's a knife. I mean, it's not something you assume.
Yeah,
you think it might have been, you know, a big wart, or I don't know what else it could have been.
I know.
It's a very strange thing to have. But
so,
yeah, it just flopped right off in front of the polar bear. The polar bear was unfazed.
Did it smell like tobacco? Or you didn't? Were you were just kind of shocked?
The pain was too much to sense the smell of tobacco.
Yeah, I guess the adrenaline rushing through your body would stop any. Your nose is like, I'm going dormant.
Yeah,
my arm's gone.
Yeah, the nose is like, I don't care what's happening with your your life.
That's, we have importanter things to do. Yeah,
so we'll see if we can get it back on here.
So I guess you need to go to the hospital then.
Yeah, I'm going there right now. I'm in a taxi to the hospital.
I don't hear any engines. Are you riding the polar bear?
No. I've got the polar bear is, I see him behind me. He's
chasing you?
No. He's in the back seat. I'm driving the taxi. The polar bear is in the back with me.
Why did you take the polar bear with you?
He ate the arm.
Did you sedate the polar bear?
No. I just said get in, and he got in.
Well, that's all the time we have for this episode.
That's right. That's all the time we have.
I wish you well, Matthew. I hope that you get your arm regurgitated and reattached.
Yeah, me too.
Well, until next time, I'm Dan.
And I'm Matt.
And this is the podcast.
Woo-boo.